missing you guys. I'm so glad we're all back together with no snow. Okay, ready? Didn't God do an amazing job when he created people? Yes, amazing. Okay, look at your hands. Just look at your hands. What a great job you did. He put every part we need. We didn't have the thumbs. Anyway, he is a great designer. Now, can you guys tell me some of the names of the parts of your hands?
Bones.
Bones, good one. Palms, hold up your palms. Do you know what those are? Right here. It's not like Palm Sunday, but that's coming too. Okay, palms right here. Any other parts that you know?
Fingers.
Okay, what's this guy's name?
Thumb.
Okay, and?
Pointer.
Pointer or index finger. That will impress your teachers. Okay, tall man or middle finger. This one. You know what this one is? Ring finger. Okay, and this guy, of course, is? Pinky. Can you find your knuckles?
It's the bumpy part.
And let's see, joints. Okay, well, God did an absolutely amazing, amazing job. So, our hands are so much fun. We can even decorate them. How do we decorate them with? You can put some nail polish on. You could put some decals on. You could put jewelry. Anybody have jewelry? Like rings or even bracelets down here? Boy, neglected children here. Okay. And there's one more. Get to this. One more. Are you ready for this? Tattoos. Did you know? Well, there's only parents, the kind that is temporary and washes off, right? 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 Right. Right, right, right. Thank you. Okay. In fact, I brought some temporary ones for you guys later, and the instructions are here, but don't do them until you get home, because you need your mom's permission and her help. Okay. Now, are you sitting down for this one? Did you know that the Bible says that God has a tattoo? Honest, I'll read it. In Isaiah, the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament tells us, now God is speaking to his chosen people at this point. That means the ones that believe in him and love him. Okay, and God says in Isaiah 49, 15 and 16, ready? I will not forget you. See, I have written your name on my hand. Wow, he's written the name of believers. Okay, we believers are God's tattoo. Sometimes we don't think we're as special as somebody else, or important, or smart, or beautiful, or handsome. But you know what? God thinks we're so important that he even puts believers' names on his hand forever. That's a Jewish custom. And it means that God will never leave us, never forget us, and he'll never stop loving us. Okay, hold up your, look at your palms. And if you, mine are different. I have a whole bunch more lines. How about you guys? Well, you'll get them. Oh, there's some good ones. Okay, now if you look carefully at your palms, which you are, good job, you will find the tattoo that God gave us. Look carefully. Does anybody see a cross? Look at the lines. Look carefully. It took me a little while, and I have more lines, of course, but I'm going to outline mine that I found. Did you find something? Did everybody? If you can't, oh, good. If you found some, then show other people. It takes a while. You can look in both hands. Okay, I'll mark mine so that you guys can see it. See this line? And then I'm tracing over the lines. And look. Way cool. I didn't have one. Okay, here is the line. And a wrinkle. Right here. My granddaughter calls these brown spots dot to dots. So you just learned something. Anyway, can you believe that? Did everybody look?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, keep looking, because that is our tattoo. Okay. The cross on our palm, one of the palms, it reminds us that what? You could tell me.
Teacher, I well, last day after I went to my grandma's house, and she had Easter gifts and also Valentine's gifts and Christmas gifts, and they were like.
Do you think she'll adopt me? No. Okay. All right. Back to this. This cross that God put on a lot of our hands. Oh, here's another one. Reminds us what? That Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And you know what? When you get to heaven, you can look at Jesus' hands. And what will he have on his hands?
Cross.
Could have a cross. What else?
Or.
Oh, there we go. Remember? The nail prints in his hands. And we can even ask him, can we see those? The scars from where you were nailed to the cross? And he'll say yes. And you know who did that on earth? Somebody named Doubting Thomas. He says, are you sure you got resurrected and came to life? He was a disciple. He just liked to ask questions. And Jesus said, look. And you get to color that today. Okay, now, when you look at the cross on your hand, or somebody else's, or even see a cross, it reminds us to use your hands for God. God's team, not Satan's team. And God made our hands so that we can share with each other, and help each other, and volunteer for things that God would like. Oh, and to love people, to show people how to use God's word, to praise God. Some people raise their hands, and to pray to God. Okay, let's do that right now. Dear God, thank you for making our hands. We want to use them for you, and we know that pleases you. Lord, we just ask that we will be reminded of your cross and what it means to us, especially at this time leading up to Easter, Lord, and help us to know what a special time this is to you too, Lord. I just thank you for each boy and girl. They are so loving and kind, and they love to learn, and I just pray that will always be. And I pray this in your name.